All right, we are back, Roy Matlock Jr. In today's show, we're talking about just kind of tying everything together. I'm going to answer some questions that I get all the time. I've been doing this for, gosh, I'm 60 years old, and I started doing this when I was 24. I've had everything you can imagine under the sun ask over time. You know, I did, 3 hours a day, 5 days a week for like 7 years on the radio answering financial questions. I came back and did this. I have customers that, you know, clients that come in and they ask me questions. And so we're going to cover a lot of this stuff based on years and years of doing these kind of things. But if you need help with your money, the first thing you do is you need to ask for help. And the way you ask for help is you can visit RoyMatlockJr.com and schedule a free consultation or call us and or just start your education process by going to our website. We've got a great website that has all kinds of things that will help you. So we talked about the GPS, you know, quickly, you know, save 20-25% of your income, live on half, always manage things. Anything you manage improves, put it on paper, you know, to help you, and then read that every day, wake up and have your life goals, not just your financial goals. You got all kinds of goals. If you want to get healthier, you do the same thing. And so then over time, those written goals keep you on track. Then you make a decision. It'll always happen. And what I mean by it, when you make a decision, it always happens. For instance, if someone graduates from, you know, college, it's because they made a decision along the way. All right. They had all these things that would stop them from doing it, but they made a decision. Okay. And so once you make a decision, obstacles get out of your way. Once you decide you're going to get out of debt and not be broke anymore, and you're going to get financially independent, you'll start automatically because of the goals that you have in place and the fact that you're, for the sake of it, brainwashing yourself into making good decisions. Before you know it, you make good decisions automatically. You don't know why it happened. You just dadgum did it, okay? And you put yourself in a position. You know, I tell people this, you know, you want to learn about money, just get up every morning and listen to my podcast. And when you're in the car, listen to my podcast. And I've got 100 of them. You go to RoyMatlockJr.com or you can go to Apple or Spotify, but it's called the Roy Matlock Jr. Money Business Hour. And I believe that if you start with number one and you decide that as you're driving down the road, you're going to make your car your classroom, you're going to learn about money, and you go through those 100 things, before you know it, you're going to say, you know, I should be doing that show. I know all this stuff, all right? Because the more you put into it, and this is just taking and allocating some time. Listen to the podcast. I listen to podcasts all the time about all different types of things. So anyway, so once a decision is made, it's always going to happen. So what you want to do is always work on your clearness, okay? Being very clear on what you want and focus on getting better educated and always ask for help and utilize qualified mentors and be coachable. That's the starting point. So then what happens is, if you're just tuning in here, we've covered a lot of things. Basically, we covered, you know, there's really like five parts that, you know, that I believe go into making all this happen. We've covered most of them. You can go back in our previous shows, but the first one is having a positive winning attitude and a positive mindset. The second is protect yourself. And that's the defense, and you can find that again in our podcast. You want to, number three, work on developing income. Number four, you want to work on saving and investing and going in and having a great offense. And now what we're going to do is go into the fifth one, and that is time. All right? So time is important. All right? So let me give you some ideas about time. Time, if you try to get rich quick investing, you're probably going to get broke quick. And so you don't get rich overnight. Just a little heads up. I think Amazon made its first profit after 11 years. How about that? They're in business. Now the guy's the richest guy in the world, and everybody's like, you know, everybody knows him, and, you know, you can do business anywhere. But 11 years, okay, with a vision, never made a profit for 11 years. So there's things like that. So time, generally, get rich quick is 15 or 20 years. Generally speaking, we say market cycles are 5 or 6 years. So you're going to go through 2 or 3 market cycles if you're investing money. You're going to have to spend time to get competent where you can earn income. You know, one of the things that I would say is this, that, you know, people focus way too much on cutting cost when what they really need to do is just manage cost. But what they need to focus on is raising their income. And that's the and how do you do that? You get better. And so you got to become competent, all right, especially when it comes to investing your money. Otherwise, what will happen is first thing you do is you make a lot of money, and what happens? You lose it, all right? And every investment over time reverts to the mean, okay? And what I mean by that, you know, you right now, if you're if you're thinking about buying a house right now, you're like, dadgum, these houses are so expensive. They've been going up crazy, all right? But don't forget back in 2008, 9, and 10, that they went down just like that. And if you go back over a period of time, typically real estate's going to get you about 4%, or that's about what a home appreciates. You can go back and say, okay, how much is this house worth? Let's go back 18 years ago. It's probably worth half that. 18 years again, it's probably worth half that. So real estate does that. The idea behind real estate is you got some leverage with it by borrowing money. So you get, you know, a little bit of a leverage return. But mostly, unless you're using it for rental purposes, the real estate, the idea is find something that is simple to pay and something that you like and then live in it and you're good. The stock market on average gets about 10. All right. So, but it's not a leveraged investment, generally speaking. So, you know, you look at it, you say, well, we got a couple ways. We can go into like investments like mutual funds and stuff like that, or managed accounts or things like that. And we call that passive investing. If you want to go into real estate investment trust, you can get the equivalent of a mutual fund and buy real estate. You can do that. Or you can go into the real estate business. A lot of people have rental properties. My buddy of mine's got hundreds of rental houses, but he has a staff to do all that kind of stuff. And so as a result of it, it becomes kind of passive. So you got to decide, what do you want to do? But the long story short is you got to give yourself time. You got to accumulate over time. You know, it's interesting. My mother just turned 98. All right, 98. And do you know that they bought their first duplex? My dad was big into real estate, all this kind of stuff. They bought their first real estate when they were 19 years old, and they still to this day own real estate. My mother still, and we still have a few rental properties. Over time, we started moving it out over the last 15 years as they got older, but we still have a few of them. And can you imagine that? Okay, 79 years of investing, and to this day. And as a result, you know, that's the cool part. You know, one of the problems that people run into is they run out of money because they live too long. Can you imagine if you retired age 60 and you happened to live to 98 and you hadn't been working since then? You better have something going on for you. And so anyway, you need to learn the rule of 72. Rule of 72 tells you how long it takes your money to double. And once you understand that, you'll start making decisions on where you have your money. For instance, like right now, if you get 0.1%, that would be like a bank money market. It'll take you 720 years for your money to double. How about that? I mean, that sounds exciting, doesn't it? All right. But if you get 10%, it'll double in 7 years. And so you start looking at it. You say, well, I'm going to have my short-term money, emergency fund. But after that, I got to get something over a period of time does well. And so understand and learn if you the rule of 72. We have investment basics. So let me give you some ideas on investment basics. Don't allow the media to pick the timing of your investments. You know, I generally speaking don't see multi-millionaire investors that are writers, okay? What I see is they write articles in order to have headlines, and those headlines get read, and then they end up people make decisions on that. You know, used to, when I first got started, the stock market, because, you know, you couldn't go to the internet to find out what was going on, so you would find out at the end of the day, well, the Dow was down today, you know, 20 points or whatever. And then people wouldn't have online access to where they could log in and find out what's going on. And they would get their statements at the end of the quarter in the mail. It'd be sometime a week or two after that. And that was just the way it was. So my experience has been, if you want to do well and invest in, buy and hold and find things that fit your risk spectrum. That's what we do for people. You get your risk tolerance, you invest, especially on a regular basis, and dollar cost average, and invest monthly. That's the good news with a 401k. If you came to me and you said, I want a Roth IRA, I would say, let's do $500 a month and then fund it that way. So we end up getting, you know, the benefit of down markets. And so with that being said, I want you to stay with me. If you're just tuning in, my name is Roy Matlock Jr. You can go to roymatlockjr.com. And if you need help with your money, visit there, download some of our resources. We'll be right back.